morning. You are watching HR TV. Today we are on a conference, Global HR Laboratory, organized by Professional Organization People Management Forum. And I would like to welcome here my guest, Mr. Ernesto Moreno. Hello.
Hello there.
He is a keynote speaker of the conference and also a business and HR consultant. Mr. Moreno, I have a first question. Today you were talking about the future of organizations and technology impact, and maybe I would rename the topic as it was, for there is already an algorithm for everything. Because you said it, we are already in the age of robotization or level of automatization. Why do we talk so much about this right now, during a few latest months and maybe years?
Yes, I think we have been at the edge of a new revolution. I think technology has advanced so much over the last 20 years that what it took us to where we are now was all the building blocks and the foundations to what is happening now, but it's just starting. So now we have mobile phones that have apps that allow us to do anything that we want, almost, pretty much. From calling a taxi all the way to having all the information that we need at our fingertips. And those are the result of algorithms and programs of technology, both the combination of very advanced hardware and computing power, but also the thinking of that's behind those algorithms. And I think that will continue just to exponentially to grow from now on, and that's how we will see the arrival of robots, or what we call robots. But I think robots are not going to look like that image that we have of a humanoid, white, electrical human being looking. I think it's just a lot of technology, machines, software, and apps that will allow us to completely change the way how we work, operate, and live.
As we are talking about robotization, it has many aspects. Let's talk about human aspects as we are in HR TV. There is still a fear of the people of losing their jobs. Are they doubts justified, or...?
There will be a lot of jobs that will be lost. And I think, as I said earlier, it's not something new. We've been losing jobs progressively since we started to invent the more basic technologies years ago. It's just that it's an accelerated rate now. The next jobs to go are the jobs where there's a lot of intensive admin, clerk, human-based, labor-intensive jobs. Also, some of the analytical jobs will be changed, because once you program that into a system, the system will be able to generate better responses sometimes than the actual human, and there's less possibility of errors. So a lot of jobs will be lost, but at the same time, and this is the most important part, a lot of jobs will now be created, because we need professionals that are able to program these machines, that are able to restructure the way how we work. And eventually, the most important thing is that we need that human interaction, and any jobs to do with empathy and human care will continue to exist.
Today we are in the Czech Republic on one of the lowest levels of unemployment, and there is, of course, a fear of losing people. On the other hand, from the side of HR people, how to face the fluctuation if the people have in mind that maybe, okay, I'm a manual worker in my manufacturing, I really afraid of automatization and robots and so on. So maybe I will find a job in more safer company or industry where the automatization is not so fast. How to communicate with these people? We need them right now. We need them because we don't have machines. Maybe we are not such on the automatization level right now. So how to still attract them in order to have them still in our company and not let them leave?
Our responsibility is to train them, to retrain, and what we're doing is actually shifting the work. Mm-hmm. We're not eradicating the work. Some of the jobs will be lost, but they will be transferred to other type of roles. And I think it's our role, both as organizations, individuals, and even to our governments, to completely change the way how we approach that and create mechanisms that allow people to be fully retrained and allow people to also get into those new jobs. We need them now, it's correct, but they don't have to be in fear. What we need to do is to repurpose what we do into a different space. And I think, in fact, what's happening is a lot of jobs are now being created. And those jobs can be as many or even more than the ones we already have.
You were also talking about Generation Z and millennials and of young generation at all. How to involve them in this transformation? Because we know that they are used to use technology trends, and how to attract them today?
Millennials and Generation Z think very differently to previous generations. I think we see that they consider themselves a brand. They don't see that job for life is a way forward. They see themselves as participants of a global market and truly digital natives. So they bring their talents, and as I said earlier, they are recruiting us as much as we're recruiting them. How do we attract them? We attract them with their values. One of the things that they're looking for is a place where they feel happy to work and contribute and add value. And so we need to portray that in our employee brands. We also need to understand that they might join us for what we call them a gig or a project, and they enjoy that sort of very short life cycle. And then a year later, 2 years later, they will move on to a different company, to a different organization. They even change careers or locations. So how do we attract them? We attract them by making or building, rather, an amazing place to work. And that's the job, really, of HR going forward. A place that is amazing to work at, but also a very agile, innovative, and conscious and ethical organization. I think millennials and Generation Z pay a lot of attention into the ethics of business and the causes for what they feel that they want to support.
One part of your speech was a topic about sharing economy. You call it nicely Uberization of any company. Can you describe it? What was the main idea?
Over the last few years, we've been seeing an incredible amount of disruption to business models. Uber is one of the best examples because everybody knows it and it's easy to understand. But what Uber has done is somebody from the technology space created an app that completely disrupted the taxi industry. The same thing that Airbnb is doing now with hotels. The same way that Zipcar is doing it with car rentals. And the list goes on. But what's happening is that we're now understanding that business don't necessarily work in the traditional way. Whereas before, we did it one particular way, now we do it in a different way. The service remains the same. The organization, the business model, and how that works is completely different. And I think technology is what is completely driving that change. And that technology can easily be shifted and applied to a different industry, and that industry can also be completely reshaped and redesigned. And I think the question to ask ourselves is, when and how will my business be Uberized? You know, you see it in things people say that, businesses like restaurants will never change. But even restaurants are changing. Because the way how even people buy food sometimes in the big cities today through services like Deliveroo or Uber Eats is changing. Sometimes people are no longer going to the high street. The high street in the UK in particular is suffering a lot as a result of people now shopping online. Restaurants are suffering as a result of people staying at home and ordering takeaway. So we are seeing a massive change of business models, and that's what Uberizing actually means.
Can you share with us some final thoughts for HR leaders, maybe about how to develop their skills today in order to be better HR leader in the future of automatization and digitalization? Maybe can you share with us some idea from your country as your HR leaders in your country try to now to transform and change the role of them?
Agility is one of the key things that we need in organizations. So be able to detect changes in the environment, like disruption of business models, and be able to reshape and reorganize our organizations very quickly to be able to effectively respond to these changes and adapt is a fundamental skills of the new HR leaders. And what requires is that first we create systems and processes that are really flexible, and that we have people that are able to have those traits and those skills so they can really, really shift as well. And our role as HR leaders going forward is, one, to create that amazing place of work where people want to come and take place and where we get the best of out of the people that we have, but also, as I said, managing or crafting an agile organization, but also being able to manage complexity. So I think HR leaders will become designers of this technology, these apps, this artificial intelligence, these automated processes, and they're going to start becoming architects of technology in a way, designers of processes. And the basic of the job will be done by the technology. What we are there then is to add value to those decisions that are being made and to create value through our human interaction and the purpose of our organizations going forward.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Moreno, thank you for the interview.
My pleasure.
Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.